You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. It's a familiar tune, Not Enough Money for Transit. King County Metro is facing 17% cuts to service. They've already put out a list of some of the routes that might go away. The King County Executive has proposed that citizens pitch in and pay more in taxes and fees and also a fare hike. We asked Seattleites how much they'd be willing to pay.
I'm against it. They did raise the fares recently, and it doesn't seem like there's any reason to.
For the amount of money that they're spending on it, there could be a lot more. There could be more bus service.
If I had to, I'd probably try to evaluate whether that made it still worth it. I would probably try to save for a car if it wasn't worth it, or just buckle under and pay it.
That's Naomi Deshane, Joseph Arnott, and Jeffrey Sen of Seattle. Rob Johnson is the executive director of Transportation Choices Coalition. It's a Washington state group that advocates for more transit options. And he took the number 66 to visit us today. Hi, Rob. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So you were telling us that all regions are dealing with budget pressures on transit. Why is that?
You know, generally the Great Recession, it's the simple answer. Local governments, just like state governments, just like our national government, has struggled to keep up. And I think our folks at King County have done an admirable job of keeping our buses on the streets as much as they can, but we're now in the unenviable position of asking people to either cut service or raise taxes to save it.
How would they do it? How do they do it elsewhere outside of King County? How they've been dealing with these pressures?
Right. There's a lot of different answers. Right. Every local community is different. Other communities have just taken bus service cuts because they had other transit infrastructure to rely on. You look at systems like Washington, D.C. or New York, where you've got a lot of people on the bus, but you've got some other transit options. Here in King County, we don't have that same sort of level of infrastructure yet. And so I think we're forced to try to have this conversation with voters about raising new revenue versus cutting service.
And some places have been cutting bus service, Pierce County for one.
Absolutely. Pierce County is about 40-45% smaller transit service than they used to have. And, you know, we're seeing that happen all around the state. But we're also seeing local communities pick up the tab. Grays Harbor County just recently passed a measure to put more bus service on the street. Okanagan County just started a transit agency via ballot last November.
How has King County Metro been dealing with it up until now?
It's a long history. The last several years, King County has done a lot of things to try to get us to fiscal solvency. The first thing that they did was started raising fares on riders. So we've seen an 80% fare hike since 2008. Then they did an audit of the system, and the auditor recommended 34 points, which were all then implemented by the county. Finally, they did a transit task force that recommended a bunch of efficiencies about how Metro could improve upon its service. So through all those actions, we've been able to really create the most efficient service that we can. And we're now at this unenviable spot where we're having to choose between cutting more service or raising taxes.
Well, for over a year, the state legislature has been working on a comprehensive transportation plan. They've been unable to pass it. And just recently, King County Executive Dow Constantine said he can't wait anymore. He wants to put a measure on the ballot in April to fund transit. It would primarily fund transit. There'd be a little bit of money for roads. What do you think of the plan?
It's about 60% transit, about 40% roads. So I would say it's not quite 50-50, right? But it's more than a little bit. I think it's a good plan. You know, from our perspective, it saves the transit service that we have, which is important for us. The cuts that we're looking at are pretty significant. It would be the equivalent of every single bus that's running on the weekend. And if you're a car driver, you're out there on the streets, you see a lot of potholes that need to be fixed too. So this would provide local cities and other parts of rural King County more resources to keep those roads in good maintenance.
There are some who say that if you do this at the King County level, all the local lawmakers are not going to have a big incentive to hash out a statewide transportation package. It'll be, okay, our deal's taken care of. Why would we want to work on this comprehensive transportation package? What do you think of that?
You know, I think that there's a lot of transportation needs out there. You know, if you look at the service plans for King County, with the amount of growth in the job sector right now, the service guidelines would ask for Metro to increase service by 500,000 hours. This measure that we're proposing would just keep service levels at our existing spot. So in King County, I think we've got an insatiable need for more transit service. You could look at a lot of the roads that are included in that state plan and argue that those are important projects too. So I don't think this diminishes the need to do something at the state level.
How are the fares here in King County compared to other comparable cities?
I did a little bit of research on that. We're right about even. We're do a little bit better in terms of our fare box recovery, which is an industry term for how much our riders paying for the system than peer agencies. We're in the high 20s. The sort of industry standard is about 25%.
So 25% of all the cost of running the system comes through the fare box, comes right from what we pay.
Right. That's the industry standard. We're in the 27, 28 range, so we're doing a little better than our peer agencies. And that's significant because King County is is the seventh largest bus company in the United States. So we're running a lot of people, 400,000 on and off a bus every day. And I think that it's good that we're ahead of some of our peers in terms of having those riders pay their fair share.
So we'll see a lot of things that are coming up. We're going to see whether this gets on the ballot in April, a measure to fund transit and primarily transit in our area. Still needs to go through the King County Council, and kind of lingering in the background is whether or not the state legislature is going to pass a comprehensive transportation package. Rob Johnson from the Pro Transit Group Transportation Choices here to tell us about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is The Record on KUOW.